Okay. In progress.
Okay.
Yes.
Happy Friday afternoon for me, and what, a happy Friday evening for you, is that right?
Yes, yes. I'm located in Pennsylvania, so.
Oh, nice.
So tell me a little bit about what you do, what you're up to these days. You have an incredible career, but what are you working on now?
Oh, you're very, very sweet. I started off as an actor, and I still am an actor and performer. And over the past couple of years, I've also dove into creating some of my own content, which is becoming the way of the world. So I've done a little writing and directing, but for the main thing, producing. I'm producing stuff and acting in things right now.
So what are you producing? What are you acting in? I hear you have a ton of new projects in the arsenal.
Yeah, we got some. Well, yeah, it's so funny. You could be doing nothing for 1 month, and then the next month, all of a sudden, you've got a million things going on. And we got some exciting stuff going on. Just on Tuesday of this week, had a brand new feature film come out called Final Wager. It's on streaming services. It's exclusively a new release on the Vudu Fandango at Home app, which is really easy to find if you have a smart TV or a tablet or a phone, or you do any of the streaming stuff, a Fire Stick, a Roku. It's called Vudu Fandango at Home. And we're a new release. We're right up there on the same page with like Dune 2 and Ghostbusters. So it's pretty exciting. And it stars myself and Michael Madsen. Tom Arnold's in it, Trevor Penick, Fernando Romero, so it's got a really nice cast. So that's what the brand new happening is that's out. And then I have another movie that's on, it's also on Vudu, but it's on everything right now because Final Wager is for an exclusive release. But there's a movie I did called Rebroken with Tobin Bell. If you don't know the name, he's from of the Saw franchises, will be his biggest deal. He plays Jigsaw in all the Saw movies. And it's a different kind of movie. It's a mystery type thriller. And you can find that everywhere. On any of the streaming services, you know, Tubi, Apple, Amazon, and then both movies on all cable and satellite providers as well.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about your role in Final Wager. What's that about? I'm excited for that to see it.
Yeah, I hope you check it out. So far, the response has been great. So it's a movie. I play the lead character of Chance Slay. And it's about, he's a compulsive gambler who's quit. And he promises girlfriend and friends and family that he's never going to gamble again. And on Christmas, his mom gets into financial hardship, and she's going to be evicted from her nursing home because she owes back rent of $64,000. And at the same time, Chance finds out that he's never, ever lost a bet on Christmas. In his entire gambling life, he's never lost a bet on Christmas. So he thinks the way to get out of this is to gamble for the money to save his mom. And but it comes at a price. Do you take the risk of losing your girlfriend and these other people that you promised you'd never gamble again? And he's been in Gamblers Anonymous and living the clean life. But he thinks this is the only way to save his mom. So he's got to try and walk the line of saving his mom, but also not let it, maybe lying to people that he's not gambling anymore and hide that and try and make money at the same time. So it's one of those type of movies where, you know, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And how is he going to balance this whole thing? And is he going to lose his girl? Is he going to save his mom? And then you just kind of have to tune in to find out. And it takes place on Christmas. It's not really a Christmas movie. So if you, it's not a Lifetime-y, fun, fuzzy Christmas movie. I would say it's got a little drama, a little comedy, a little romance, and a little bit of a thriller aspect. So, but it's a fun movie, and it's just a story that happens to take place on Christmas, not so much a Christmas movie.
Okay, but answer me this. Is it going to be the debate, like Die Hard being whether it's a Christmas movie, whether it's not? So, because it sounds like people could have that debate about it.
Yeah. I only hope, because that's, I mean, then they're talking about my movie. Hopefully there'll be like some top 10 list down the road where it says top 10 movies that take place on Christmas, but aren't really Christmas movies. Yes, I think that it was definitely a debate amongst the cast and crew and production and producers. It was always, is this a Christmas movie or is this not a Christmas movie? So it's kind of left up to opinion. So I'd love to hear people's opinions. Anyone can, you know, find me on social media, reach out and let me know what you think. Christmas movie or not Christmas movie? Or go to the Final Wager pages and say Christmas movie or not Christmas movie. Because I'd love to know, because I'm kind of torn too. I'm not sure either.
Okay, I feel like that we're going to make this debate happen between everybody. The movie, since the movie is going to become this popular, we're going to make it into this debate. I love it. I love it.
Me too. I'm with you, man. Talk about the movie is a good thing.
Nice. And I also saw you did a lot of soap opera acting, GH, Days of Our Lives. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I do. I've dabbled in each part of TV. I've done sitcoms. I've done drama. And I've done drama soaps. So I've done soaps, mostly General Hospital. I've had two go-arounds in General Hospital. I've been a reoccurring character a couple times. I played back the most, I played Frank Rausch, who came to town and was a, oh, this is terrible. He was such a terrible, terrible person. I played a bad guy. He was the town gay basher. And he beat up one of the main characters who was a gay character, but he wasn't out yet to his friends and family. And so he didn't prosecute, press charges against my character because he didn't want to be outed. But then again, he was torn because was he let this guy go around beating up and attacking people? So it was a fun little bad guy part. And I got thrown in jail eventually, and the good guys won out. And then like a year or two ago, they brought me back, and I was on it again. If you're familiar with the show, you know, Sonny Corinthos is like the godfather of General Hospital. And I had a little battle with him as well, and he won that too. So now I'm back out of commission. So we'll see if I get to come back for a third go around, but I played a bad guy. And the other soaps that I've done, it wasn't Days of Our Lives, actually. I'm not correct. There's only a couple, but I did recently Bold and the Beautiful, where I played Bailiff Sanchez, the friendly neighborhood bailiff, which I was maybe just more of a mediator type guy. I was always trying to keep the peace in the courtroom and making the announcements and just facilitating that kind of role, which was fun. It was fun to be on set, but I think I was out there for, you know, a week or so. And it was good times. I love the soaps. I did a short-lived soap back in the day, too, called Passions that was on NBC.
I remember that, yes.
Remember Passions? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Played Parker on Passions for a few episodes, which was that he befriended one of the main characters that was there to have a music career, and Parker was kind of like his buddy and helping him navigate his way through the town of Harmony. So, yeah, I've had some little short stints on the soaps, and I love it. I love it. It's a very fast-paced work, and you know, you're putting out a TV show a day, pretty much, which is crazy. But I love it. I had a lot of fun playing all those roles, and I hope to be back. I like it a lot.
I love it. I love it. And Passions, we watched you. My best friend and I in college watched it every single day. And then on Friday night, too, we tape it and watch it together.
Yeah, yeah, man. Remember? And they had, who was it Timmy was the little person that was on there, too?
Yes.
And yeah, yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah, it was Town of Harmony and the whole shot. So, yeah, I had a little reoccurring part on there. So, if you go back on your tapes, you'll find me in there somewhere.
Absolutely, yes. My friend is going to be so happy. And what would be your dream role to have? Because you played so many diverse roles, like soaps and this Final Wager, and you did sitcoms. What would be your dream role to have?
Oh, that's such a tough question. Now, I would always said, before I started having kids, I would always said my dream would be to be in big movies and get to travel and take me around and, you know, to different exotic locations and play, you know, amazing characters, because I just love movies. I grew up watching them. But I think now I would, and the way that TV and movies have changed, like it used to be that, you know, movies were rated A and TV was kind of B. And now with streaming, there's so much good television, so many good television shows. I think I would love to get on one of these really good television shows, and maybe something political or like a courtroom thing would be fun. And also, if it was local, so I didn't have to go away because I have two young kids, and I would love to be able to live my dream, be on a fantastic television show, and also be able to come home to my kids at night.
Nice, nice. So do your kids act or just you?
Nope, just me. Well, I've got, they're 5 and 2. No aspirations yet. When they see me on TV or whatever, they don't even know. They don't even care. They don't even know, though. They're so used to it with social media and everything now. And, you know, so many pictures and videos of people and places. They just think it's normal for everybody to be on TV. I think it's everything's normal. I'll be like, look, look, this is Daddy's episode right here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. Where's I'd like to watch my. I'd like to watch A for Adley instead. But they know what's going on. No, they don't. They haven't shown any aspirations in wanting to get into the business, which I like. I want them to just have a great childhood doing whatever the heck they want to do. And then one day, if they decide it's something they want to get into, they'll have a little bit of a leg up on the competition because their dad kind of knows the business.
Nice, nice. Now, would you ever do something that they could watch, like a children's movie or children's television show?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. I love, like, watching some of these Disney, because I watch a lot of Disney stuff now, on a lot of kids' stuff. And a lot of it's cartoons, but the live-action Disney stuff is so good, and it's so fun. And I think even if I didn't think it was good, which I do, I would love to do it just so they could watch it, because they would probably, you know, they don't care if Dad's on Bold and the Beautiful. They want to see Dad on one of their shows. Then I would maybe get some cool points.
That's true. What are they watching these days?
What are they watching? Hey, what's crazy is it not like us as much were, or at least my childhood were, with shows. They love to watch the YouTubers. They love the YouTube stuff, which I don't even know that world. I don't even know, you know, like I just mentioned, that my daughter loves A for Adley, so now she got my son into it. They love Ryan's World or whatever. The kid's got toys in Target now. And they like JoJo. They love that stuff. And it's going to make me seem like some old fuddy-duddy that I don't know those shows, but it's just crazy content. It's just kids with their families playing. I'm like, we do this, you know? And she's like, yeah, but it's so fun to watch them do it. I'm like, okay, great. So, yeah, that's what they're into. They love the YouTube stuff.
Yeah, he said, what are you watching?
Oh, what am I watching? Well, when I'm not exhausted and falling asleep from them running me ragged all day, and I watch in pieces. When I said like it would be a dream to be on like a law or political show, I love that kind of stuff. I just watched I'm late to the game, but I just watched the Comey Rules with Jeff Daniels, where he played Jim Comey in the whole political thing when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the emails and stuff. It was like a three-parter. I loved it. I loved House of Cards. I love Veep. I've watched them all a couple times over. I don't know. I love that stuff. It's so fun. Those would be what I'm watching lately. And I like watching all the any new movies that come out. I love to watch both independent and the big budget movies. I'm ready to watch Dune Part 2. That's for sure. I haven't seen it yet. Saw the first one and loved it. So now I'm ready to watch Part 2.
Nice. You have good taste in TV. I like it. I like
it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. And like one thing I like asking people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, what's a fun fact about myself? Before I started acting, I was pretty much a lifelong, I loved playing baseball. I played for a long time. I played in the, if you follow the Little Leaguers and you see the Little Leaguers on TV and stuff, we made it to the Junior League World Series, and we lost in my first round to Puerto Rico, but it was like the greatest summer of my life. Some like crazy thing. We went like 35-1 just to make it to that World Series, and then you play all these Little League teams from other states and these big, huge crowds. So I got to play in that, and that's like a fun fact and something that is like a life experience that I will never ever forget, and made lifelong friends doing so. So that would be a fun fact. I played in the Junior League World Series.
Very nice. Would you ever consider doing a baseball movie or a biopic about a famous baseball player?
Oh, I would love it. I got to play a baseball player once in the show, HBO show Arliss. It was with Robert Wool and Sandra Oh. And I got to play the number one baseball recruit in the country that Arliss is a sports agent, and it's all the episodes are devoted to him trying to get talent, and he was trying to recruit me. And it was such a fun episode. Bob Costas was in my episode. Ogre from the Revenge of the Nerds movies played my dad. I was supposed to be like a rough around the edges. Like, I play baseball really good, but when I'm out of baseball, I'm wearing a leather jacket and smoking weed and being crazy. So I got to do, you know, have some fun party scenes like that, and then also get to play baseball. And like, I was pro, getting to play baseball and getting paid for it. And yeah, it was so much fun. So I loved getting to play an athlete. I've gotten to play an athlete quite a few times, but that was a fun where I really got to be a baseball player, which is my first love is baseball. So yeah, anything going forward with sports related, I'm all in because I love sports. And yeah, that would be a dream to do something biopic and play like maybe some Hall of Famer, whether it's a coach or a player or what have you. I just love the world of sports.
Now, who would be your dream sports figure to play?
Oh, gosh. Well, some of them I don't think I will get cast as. I mean, how great would it be to play Michael Jordan? But I don't think I would be cast as Michael Jordan for a number of reasons. Too short. But, boy, if they ever did, like, something on the Atlanta Braves, I hope I'm not diving too deep into, like, baseball minutia, but the Atlanta Braves had this run where they were going to, like, almost the World Series every year, and it was because they had this amazing pitching staff, and they had this amazing pitcher who was a bit of a quirky guy, too. He didn't throw that hard, but he was, like, the best pitcher in baseball. Wasn't that big, didn't throw that hard. That's kind of exactly the type of player I was. I pitched for a long time, and I didn't throw that hard, but I had some good success. And his name was Greg Maddux. And I think it would be so fun to play Greg Maddux in some. Because I'm like, well, look, I watch this guy pitch so much. I can do it exactly how he does it and make it look really real. And it would just be so much fun to portray someone like that who was also my hero as a pitcher in the big leagues.
All right. We're going to put this in the universe and make it happen because I can totally see you playing this role.
Me too. Let's go. Let's make some type of movie about the Braves or Greg Maddux. That would be awesome. I'm in. I'm ready. I'm available.
All right. And I'll play the overly exaggerated reporter that always interviews you.
Done. Look at that. We're doing the casting form. We're making it easy for them. Let's go get greenlit, man. Let's get
All let's right. Get a let's make it happen. Yeah. We got to get Cindy in on this too.
We'll find something for Cindy. She can play the owner or something. Or yeah, exactly. We got it. We got it.
Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. I could definitely see that happening. Yes, I love her so much.
Oh, that's good to hear. She's a new person in my life, and I like her very much too. She seems really sweet, really smart, really talented. And it's good to have people like that in your life that are sweet, smart, and talented.
Yes, exactly. And you have that in Cindy, and she has that in you, so it's perfect.
Oh, you're too nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like her a lot. I hope that we have a relationship for a long, long time to come.
Absolutely. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow your amazing career?
Yeah, I'm pretty basic. I scaled it down. I mean, I'm on most of them, but the ones that I'm really on the most are just Instagram and Facebook. And I'm really interactive. So if anybody wants to reach out, you know, and ask me how they can watch the movie or tell me what they thought about the movie. Those are the two places to catch me. And I don't have any clever, quirky names. You just type in my name and you'll find me and, you know, give me a follow and give me a chat or I don't even care if you follow me. Just hit me up, chat. And I've also got links to all my movies and things like that in there as well. You can check it out. And another place that's not social media, but anything you want to look up on me about my career, just go to imdb.com and you can find all kinds of fun stuff about all the TV shows and movies and stuff that I've done.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. You're absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Thank you so much for having me and for the very kind and sweet words. I appreciate it. And yeah, I hope to talk to you again too. And I'll keep you updated if I hear something from my agent or manager about me and you being cast in the Greg Maddux story.
All right. It's on. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again soon. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You do the same. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.